Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the third episode of Patriot One News. I'm here with Christina Higley.
Thank you for joining us. It's the fourth episode.
Is it fourth episode already? We've been doing this all week. That's right. Today's Thursday. Wow. And we're having a blast with it. I hope everybody else watching this is too. We got so much to talk about today. Christina, I know you're down in Florida, and I just want to ask you, how concerned are you with this Haitian situation?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask this. I slept like a baby last night. Thank you to my governor.
Okay. And why don't you kind of fill everybody in on what's going on here? Because a lot of people are not really too aware of the situation. Or maybe they are, but maybe they're just for the people who aren't aware, we got a problem down in Florida. At least we might. But thanks to Governor DeSantis, we might not. So what's going on here?
So as many may or may not know, Haiti is dealing with ridiculous civil unrest and an overthrow of their current government. And people are fleeing. They want to get the heck out of there. The U.S. has already told any U.S. citizens to get out of there. Put a travel advisory out basically saying do not go to Haiti. So DeSantis is getting wind that the Haitians are setting their eyes on coming to Florida and trying to get in through Florida. Makes the most sense, right? It's just south of Haiti's just south of Florida, right. But DeSantis has basically said like no way, nope, and he's deployed I believe 250 additional personnel from all different government entities, shall we say, to now be watching the border down there to send them right back.
So here's a statement that Breaking 911 out of Twitter or out of X came out with yesterday. DeSantis sends soldiers aircraft to patrol Florida shorelines as state braces for invasion of Haitian migrants. I mean, this is serious. Thank God you have a governor like DeSantis down there. And not some Democrat, Kathy Hochul, which we'll get into in a second, who's actually blaming all of this on Trump. Like, Trump hasn't been in office for 4 years, and we're blaming things on Trump. And we'll play that clip in
a
second.
Always his fault.
Always Trump's fault, obviously.
Always his fault.
But thank God you have a, not just a Republican governor, because we all know DeSantis is just not your run-of-the-mill Republican governor, right? Like, Brian Kemp is your run-of-the-mill Republican governor. He's no Kristi Noem. He's definitely no DeSantis. So, you know, you really want a strong, hardcore, true America first, deep purple, right, governor with what's going on down there. Because we know he will round this shit up and send him to Martha's Vineyard. If he has to. You thought the last Martha's Vineyard invasion was bad. Imagine a bunch of Haitians showing up to Martha's Vineyard. It would be catastrophic. And he will not mess around, DeSantis, which I love about him. So, so just looking at this statement, right? So DeSantis is like, no, this is not happening. I sent this to you immediately when I found out yesterday. And you're like, yeah, no chance. What'd you say to me? DeSantis ain't welcoming these people with open arms. That's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's over before it ever started.
Right. Right.
So you have to remember down in South Florida in particular, very diverse community of Hispanics and folks really from all over the world that have immigrated to the United States legally. One of the heaviest Cuban populations is down in South Florida. People that have come here legally are not welcoming with open arms those that are just going to try to paddle across the Atlantic into Florida. And DeSantis knows his constituents, they don't want it. He doesn't want it. So I appreciate him seeing what's going on. And I know we have some video footage that I had bookmarked of in the Dominican Republic. So geography lesson for our listeners that may not be fully aware. Haiti and the Dominican Republic share an island together, Haiti on the west side, Dominican Republic on the east, and the Dominican Republic, sharing the same little island, have started a massive deportation using physical force, literally physically loading these people into buses, bringing them back over that border of their little island, They don't want them. Why the heck should we want them here in the United States?
So basically what you're saying is the Dominican Republic, which shares an island with Haitians, they don't even want them.
They don't want it.
Like, they're scared to death of what they're going to do.
A lot of these citizens that are fleeing and such, they have violent gang backgrounds, criminal history. From what I've read online from reputable news sources, their jails, whatever those may look like in Haiti, like, people have just been released around the streets. It's just total chaos. So even the Dominican Republic, that literally shares just a random line, a border on a map, are saying, like, we don't even want you people in our country. We can't vet who the heck you are. No, right. Go back. And they're literally using physical force.
Right. So before
any force necessary to remove them.
So before we start to hear all the liberals cry or the Democrats cry about, well, we're America, we should be welcoming them with open arms. Listen, their own island doesn't even want them. So it has to, and again, you're not going to hear this from the other side, are you? You're not going to hear this in the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. America is not a dumping ground for criminals.
No.
We tried it with Mexico. Now, again, not all Mexicans are criminals, obviously. There's a lot of really good Mexicans, a lot of good, hardworking Mexicans. But there's also a lot of drug cartel that have come through the southern border. And we're now seeing the effects of all this crime come in.
Absolutely.
And now they want to do it again. And by they, I mean a certain political party, not DeSantis, not Florida. Should we play this clip real quick?
Absolutely.
As Haiti's political future hangs in the balance, the neighboring Dominican Republic is cracking down on undocumented Haitians, rounding them up and sending them back to their country.
¿Qué pasó?
Que nos tratan como un perro.
They treat us like dogs, this man told us after he was released, adding we were detained since yesterday with no food, nothing.
This is the fourth truck that we've seen here in just the past 4 hours. This is a scene that happens every day here at the border.
Earlier in the day, this woman collapsed as she was being taken off an overcrowded immigration truck. Haitian American Dana Josephs happened to be driving by, put her in the back of his truck, and rushed her to the hospital.
It could be my family, but even though I don't even know her. So this is my car that I have to use just to save her life. I'll do it.
These scenes at the border comes at a moment of desperation for Haiti after a coalition of Haitian stakeholders and international leaders, including the U.S. As Haiti's political future hangs in the balance.
So kind of break down what's going on here. So people who are just joining us, we're talking about the Haitian situation. DeSantis is getting ready for a big invasion, which he's not going to allow to happen. And we're now talking about the fact that the Dominican Republic, who shares a border on the same island as the Haitians, is even like, we don't want them either. And what we're seeing in this video is we're seeing them send Haitians back. Is that what's going on? They're rounding them up. They're sending them back. Because, like, they're too violent. This just is not what we want coming into our territory. So if it's not good enough for their own island, surely it can't be good enough for America.
No. And the interesting thing about this, without going too far down a rabbit hole, is that President Trump, when he was running against Hillary Clinton in 2016, I believe we have some footage of that as well, basically said, you know, what's happened in Haiti with the Clinton Foundation is a disgrace. So President Trump knew even 8 years ago that money was being funneled into Haiti. There were certain, you know, things that were going on that were being supported by folks like the Clintons that were ultimately going to lead to this government's demise. And here we are, like clockwork, right? Rather interesting, right? Now it's time for election season again.
Yep.
And we've got this disaster potentially coming here to the United States.
So here it is right here. The Clinton Foundation's legacy in Haiti isn't aging well, as a cannibal gang leader named Barbecue is now the most powerful man in Haiti, and the prime minister, Ariel Henry, fled. Perhaps they should have actually spent some of the money they raised to bring long-term stability to the country. And then I love how the first quote here is, ha, do you think the Clintons give a damn about Haiti? It's all about the money, right?
Yep. Well, because they claim that a lot of the money that was funneled into Haiti under the guise of helping the people and creating this inclusive police force where, like, the citizens could help police their own neighborhoods and such, they're saying a lot of that money never even made it to the Haitians.
Of course it didn't. Does it back ever? Out again. Does it ever? I mean, do we really believe where any of the money in Ukraine is actually going?
No, it's not going to the Ukraine people. No.
So it's just, again, where is that money going? And that's a whole other show topic, but it's not going to the people. And here we are now, all of these years later, because the money didn't get properly spent, even though the Clintons claimed it was going to good use, claimed it was going to the Haitian people. Well, clearly it didn't, because we're now in this situation. And once again, because we've mismanaged how we help other countries under the guise, like you said, things spiraled out of control, and America is now once again the dumping ground for all this insanity.
Everybody else's problems. Right. And it's just, again, I go back to Trump was right once again, 8 years ago, debating Hillary Clinton. It's just, it's unbelievable. But yet people still don't see it. And we still have millions of Americans that are going to continue to vote for this insanity. We need to start taking care of our own people. I know you and I have had this conversation. We need to start taking care of our own people before we start worrying about all these other countries and this influx of illegal immigrants coming through our borders.
So Kathy Hochul, and this is how you know Democrats are getting very, very worried about the talking point of illegal immigration and crime. First, they blow it off. It's not a big deal. Republicans are gaslighting. Republicans, if they really care, they would have passed bills, blah, blah, blah. But now they're having Kathy Hochul go on The View to do their dirty work, because they're actually starting to say, wait a second, Democrats are actually getting worried now. Like they're genuinely worried. We've done some polls, and the polls are suggesting that Democrats actually might consider voting for Trump because they believe Democrats have screwed up the border situation, or Biden has screwed up the border situation.
Right.
So what do? They say, okay, we need a front. We need somebody to kind of go out there and now blame this whole thing on Trump. Quick, Kathy Hochul, go. And what better person to do it than New York, New York's.
Right. And as we'll see liberal. In the clip, that typical, and as we're going to see in the clip, the typical sob story of it's costing us X amount of dollars we just don't have the funding and we need the money and it's all the Republicans' fault.
No, you've had the money, you've had the funding, you just pissed it away. So what are they going to do? They're going to blame the whole Ukraine situation on Trump 4 years from now? Said we needed the money. No, you pissed away trillions to Ukraine.
Right. Exactly.
So don't go.
And It was all cool, right? It was like you were like in the cool club if you were a safe haven and you opened your city up to these people. It was, New York City cares, Chicago, we care. Now everything's going bad and you want money and you want us to feel bad for you. You were told before you ever did it, it was not a good idea.
Right.
Do not be opening up your cities to these people. You will never get out from underneath it. In New York City, we've all seen as of recently, there are whole hotels housing illegal immigrants, beautiful upscale hotels that have sold themselves out to the government because they are getting paid major money to house these illegals in these hotels. And, it's spilling over all over the city between the crime, people just homeless, laying on the streets. The handouts are insane. I mean, these people are getting debit cards preloaded with money, all their foods, their meals, their housing, everything paid for. And they're not here for the American dream.
No.
If they were here for the American dream, they would be going through the process legally.
Right.
They'd be wanting to be a proud citizen. They'd be wanting to seek employment. They'd be wanting to, again, part of the American dream is making your own money, making your own way, and working for it. But that's not what Kathy Hochul and Democratic leaders are doing for these people.
No, they're stealing the American dream, but they're definitely not working towards the American dream. That's what's going on. Let's play this clip.
She does not care about hardworking business owners or really anybody in her state that's going about it legally. But let's watch the clip.
So here's a clip of New York Governor Kathy Hochul blaming Republicans, especially Trump, who she names, for failing to address Biden's border crisis. 4 years later, we're still blaming things on Trump.
Unbelievable.
Could this get any more pathetic? Let's have a listen.
We are doing the best we can to manage the influx, get people housing. It is very expensive, and the state of New York is in for about $4.3 billion. I would like federal money, and guess where the federal money is and why it's being held up?
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans in Congress and in the Senate said no because Donald Trump called them up one night, the night before they should have voted on this, to send 2,000 more agents or Border Patrol people to the border.
4 years later, they still, Biden has had 4 years to fix this nonsense. He has had an open border. They've had more than enough money. I don't care what Trump may or may have not have done 4 years ago. They have had, Biden has been the president now for 4 years. He could have done whatever the hell he wanted, which he's been doing.
Right.
How many executive orders did he strike off in day one? Reverse.
Yep.
In day
he stopped the building
one.
Of the, he stopped the building of the wall down right. at the border.
Right.
He's basically made this a safe haven for illegals and criminals and, right. and whomever to come into this country. And I just love it. She's like, he called him up in the middle of the night and told him, don't vote for this. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, she really thinks that. And I love it. I love that Trump lives rent free in these people's heads, but it's just come on, Kathy,
hold on.
You wanted this. This is what you wanted.
Kathy's pathetic for going on The View and saying it. She looks like an idiot, but you know what? Please, to my Democrat friends and family, don't be as stupid. Right. That's the message.
Right.
Don't. Kathy Hochul might be pathetic. She might look like a loser up there blaming Trump, a president who hasn't even been a president for 4 years now. That's fine. I get it. She's supposed to be that gaslighting Democrat liberal governor who does whatever she can because her party asked her to. I get that. That's the team she plays for. But if you're a Democrat watching this, and you believe this crap, and you buy into the same desperation because you know the Democrat Party is a sinking ship right now. If you're sitting here saying, oh yeah, Kathy, you're totally right, then I'm sorry. I've lost a lot of respect for you because you should know you don't blame a president who hasn't been in office for 4 years now when your boy has had carte blanche to do whatever he wanted to do. Let's keep listening to this.
I need some on the northern border, by the way. We border Canada. Money for states like New York, that would have helped us a lot. And just have a different path to citizenship and look at the asylum and whether it's too loose right now, the way it's being used and probably abused. So
thanks to who?
Yeah.
Thanks
exactly.
to who?
Exactly. You. You've welcomed them.
Now we're it's Biden who wanted, who gave everybody asylum. And you had these people coming in storming the border from what, Colombia, just like, you know, country after country coming in
everywhere. Everybody everywhere to- they were coming from India, China. I mean, like, you watch this footage and there's not a country they're not coming from.
And we know it's loose, Kathy. We've been screaming that it's loose for years now, but you didn't care. So now all of a sudden we've had loose asylum laws. No shit, Kathy Hochul. We've been telling you this. What about your stupid little secret midnight flights? Right. When, who was it that called out? Who went on? Can't remember. Somebody did this big social media thing. He was running for governor. Who was it? Against Lee Zeldin. Who was the other guy that was running against Lee Zeldin for the Republican, who's trying to beat Lee Zeldin during the primaries? And he went on camera and he exposed Kathy Hochul and all the secret midnight flights. I don't know, but you know the video I'm talking about, right?
I do remember.
Where he
yeah.
came out and he's like, this is what Kathy Hochul's allowing. This isn't opinion. This is fact. Here are the secret midnight flights. We followed them. We followed them literally. We watched them get off the plane at the airport in New York.
Yep.
And then we followed them getting dispersed all throughout New York State.
Well, now it's not even a secret. They put them right on commercial flights.
Right.
With no possessions, just whatever's in their hands. We've seen photos of that, of these Delta flights completely full of illegals being taken to the city.
Yeah.
You know, I think at this point she's in over her head.
She
knows darn well, excuse my language, that she is effed if Trump gets into office.
Oh, because she won't get a damn. She will not
figure it out, Kathy.
Yep, yep, and good. At least Cuomo stood a better chance with Trump. At least Trump sent the big ship to Cuomo, right? Kathy Hochul stands zero chance.
No,
zero.
Not with this situation.
Zero chance. And we all
you
said.
You mean the ship that sat empty, right?
Nobody
was even on being treated, right?
But at least Trump sent it, right?
Right.
At least he sent it.
He proved a point. It wasn't right. as bad as he claimed.
Here's your ship. And then they didn't use it. Again, not Trump's fault. But Trump, I hope Trump won't even send a ship to Kathy Hochul, and rightly so. I'd rather sit here and watch New York freaking fall into the East Coast over her bullshit and laugh about it.
Right.
Just to say, I freaking told you so. And I'm in New York. Because sometimes that's what you need, right? Sometimes you need things to get so bad for your friends and family to wake up. Sometimes you need to get so bad for, the other side to be like, oh, shit, okay, this isn't what we really, this isn't what we wanted. Well, yeah, I know.
Well, and there's been a major decline, too, of millionaires and billionaires leaving the city, vacating. Oh. Even going out to, even just simply going out to the Hamptons, to their Hampton homes, and not wanting to keep a residence in the city because the crime is so bad.
Right.
There's so much homelessness. It's filthy. It's dangerous. I mean, we keep hearing of all these brutal subway attacks going on. And, one by one, it's being brought back to criminals with the catch and release, illegals. It's not working. And at some point, it will click. But I think right now, this is all political. For the Democrats and Hochul, they're going to cry a river that they need the money. Trump's not allowing them to get the money, even though he's not in office. He apparently, is this puppet with his strings.
Right.
And they're praying to God that he does not get in, because they know they are way in over their heads. And shame on them, because I guarantee the Biden administration made them promises and guaranteed that this, that, the third. And it's just, it's become so unmanageable that they don't know what to do. Oh, well. Sorry, Kathy.
So the party's over for Kathy Hochul, and this is Kathy backed up against the wall, not going on The View, running her mouth, suggesting that the whole border thing is Trump's fault.
Yep.
I blame the Republicans now. The mess was bipartisan before that. Democrats and Republicans have not successfully found a way to have a path to legal citizenship because the employers want this. And I've said to the 10 Republicans in the House of Representatives who represent the great state of New York, saw them at the State of the Union. I saw them. I said, why don't you all march into Speaker Johnson's office tomorrow? Because there's 10 of you. You know that crazy Freedom Caucus? There's only 11 of them. So
shut the hell up, Kathy. That Freedom Caucus has had more influence on the Republican Party than her and her entire freaking stacked Democrat nonsense of a cabinet or whatever legislators here in New York State.
Oh, we need a better way for them to become citizens. And this is the same rhetoric you're just hearing over and over and over again. There is a way for you to become a citizen and to get a work visa and come here legally. She's like, employers want these people. Most of these illegals that are coming over the border aren't here looking for employment. They know that it's a free ride.
Right.
A lot of them are coming here with bad intention. We've seen it. We've seen how many crimes that have occurred just in the last 30 days. These people are not coming here to be physicians and software engineers. And those people go through the appropriate channels. And it's not as hard as one would think to go through the process legally to be here on a work visa. If employers really want those people, they can get them here.
So if you want...
I've been in the staffing business for 15 years. Right. This isn't what's going on. But thank you, Kathy.
So if you want a crystal ball as to where this is all heading, and I lived through it in the UK. I lived in London during Brexit. I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw what happened. Things got so bad. What did the British people finally do? They said, enough. We are done with this shit. And they voted for Brexit. They said, we're out. The immigration insanity has got to stop. Because England thought they were opening their arms, being humanitarian. You know how many stories I personally heard from people who are like, dude, I'm not saving shit here in England. All my money, all this free healthcare money that we're getting, all of our benefits, straight back to Poland. They took all that money and they ran. They're like, we're not here to support the UK economy. Screw that. But we're here to rinse the UK economy. So it's this, and I watched it until the Brits were like, we cannot, this is, no, we need to put a stop to this.
Yeah.
And thank God they had that vote.
This has gone, just like that situation, this has gone so far beyond being humanitarian and doing the right thing and being a country of freedom.
Which I'm all for it.
Abuse and draining us taxpayers for people that aren't adding anything to our society. They are literally leeches.
Yeah. And I'm all for being humanitarian. I'm all for opening the border. That's how, listen, at the end of the day, America is America. We are where we are today because of immigration. I mean, look at our, you're Italian, I'm Italian, right? Our ancestors all came over in the 1920s.
Yeah.
They all came over.
And they did it legally.
And they worked their ass off.
The American dream.
To build what we have today.
Is dying. It's dying for Americans. It's dying for people that are immigrating here legally. Yeah. Because this behavior is taking over the country. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's got to end. It's insanity.
Yeah.
And what they're going to do is, I'll tell you exactly what Kathy Hochul's going to do and these Democrats. They're going to say when election time rolls around to the folks of their city, the New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, these cities that are literally just drowning in illegals and crime and issues. They're going to say, well, you know, Biden is the only one that's going to get us out of this. And he's going to take care of us and give us the funding that we need and help these people live the American dream. But if you vote for Trump, right, our cities are going to be destroyed and we're not going to be able to fund these people.
Isn't that a good thing?
We're going to continue with the crime. Right. But the people that live there are so freaking dumb. They voted for Kathy Hochul and they voted for Biden. This has been decades of Democrat voting, right?
And making bad decisions.
They'll do it again. They'll do it again because Biden is going to help them. No, Biden got you in this position. Kathy Hochul got you in this position, you freaking idiots.
So even Mayor Eric Adams he had enough a while ago. Remember, he started turning on everybody. He started blaming, what's his name? The old, who was it? The dude, who was it? The guy who, the former mayor or whoever it was, but he started blaming everybody else. And he's now like, this has gone too far. So, you know, Kathy Hochul's obviously not. I mean, even Adams was blaming Democrats. He was blaming Biden. I don't think Kathy Hochul's going to, she's too much of a puppet.
Didn't they also say that they weren't going to be accepting buses of people certain hours of the day? Like, he had, like, really strict protocol put in place because he was just like, oh, my gosh, like, because these buses showing up in the middle of the night, as soon as they'd sort it out and get these people to another hotel or another shelter or another school or another, a bus would appear again in the middle of the night, you know? But again, who's he going to vote for? Probably Biden, right?
You know,
I mean, these people just make the same bad decisions over and over again.
Caroline said, Biden's an idiot that can't see his destruction. I mean, listen, Biden's so far gone right now, he can't see anything. I mean, we all know the guy is just, he's just not there unless he's on his steroids and meds and anything else that they inject him with just to get through a speech. Ann Curran said, no, they are money laundering. She's probably referring to all the money that we're funding Ukraine, funding, or the bill, the Clintons funding the Dominican. What's that?
Yeah, maybe even into these cities, too. They infuse the money into New York State or into New York City, and out the money goes again. Absolutely. There's a reason why they're putting up with this. And it's not because they're having a good time doing it.
Lorianne said, is that the only thing demented, deranged Democrats can run on? Trump 2024, we're coming for you, jacked up Joe. He is jacked up, isn't he? So we'll play the rest of this clip. But Kathy Hochul, again, if you're just joining us right now, Kathy Hochul is now so desperate. She's been backed into a corner. It's so bad in New York State that she defaulted to the only one last ditch attempt that she can think of, and that is blame Trump, right? That's all that
Trump
she's got left.
Congress
she's,
and Senate.
Yep, Trump called the Congress.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, so.
Use your voice. Say, my state needs this. Pass the bill that was a bipartisan compromise between conservative Republicans and Democrats, the president, and all was going to happen just a couple of weeks ago, and Donald Trump said, no, I don't want Joe Biden to look good like he solved a problem.
Right.
And I'm not, they admit that.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, now you're reaching.
Yeah, now you're reaching. And you know what? They don't want Joe Biden to solve a problem. Yeah, that he created.
Right.
Why all of a sudden? No, sorry, Joe, you created this shit show. So yeah, the Republicans are not going to let you get off the hook so easily. They're not right. Just, you think the the Republicans are not going to let you off the hook that easily. You think Republicans are just going to show up to Joe Biden's aid and save him? No freaking way. And I don't blame them. I don't blame the Republicans for being like, screw you, Joe. You screwed this country up. We're going to make you look like an asshole until Election Day because we want to
win. Let these cities and the voters hurt. Yeah. This is what they wanted. You voted for this.
Yep. Exactly.
Figure it out.
This is what you wanted. Just like DeSantis sent all those immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. This is what you wanted. So Democrats, don't call DeSantis and tell him he's a monster and that you can't believe he would do something like that. No, this is what you wanted. You made your bed.
Right.
You freaking sleep in it.
Right. You said you were a safe haven city. We sent him to where it'd be safe. Right. We were putting them in the safest place in America for them.
Was DeSantis?
Because it wasn't in Florida. It wasn't in Texas. Mm-hmm. We sent him to where they were welcome.
Was DeSantis being a smartass with that move? Absolutely. Good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad he did it. I'm glad Trump called Congress up in the middle of the night and said, don't do it.
Right.
Because you know what? If they do it at this point, Democrats are going to, then yeah, they'll make the problem that Joe created go away. And I don't think Joe or the Democrats deserve for that problem to go away until we get, or, you know, we win.
Right.
Then we'll make it go away. And then we'll show America, look what happens when we're not idiots.
Right. When we restore peace and we follow the laws. And exactly.
So,
no. I wouldn't help him.
No. Are there Republican mind games at play here? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Is it the right thing? Or are immigrants going to, you know, are immigrants being sacrificed for this mind game? Sadly, they are. But you know
what?
It's for the better good.
The U.S. And it's, Right. They can't listen. They came to the U.S. It's clearly better than the country that they came from, or they wouldn't have come here.
Right.
None of these people are starving on the streets or, you know, not getting what they need.
Right.
It's just they're not maybe getting their prepaid debit card to go do whatever they want during the day. Oh, well. You came here.
I'm sorry, but mostly
go back to your original country. That's the other option.
And it is an option. I guess it wasn't, you know, don't come here for free shit. Don't come here to rinse off the system. Come here to get to work. And you know what? If you become a millionaire, I will be the first one to shake your hand and applaud you for your work ethic.
Absolutely.
You come here and you build a real business. I will stand up and I'll, like I said, it's not that we don't want people coming to America and stealing jobs. I don't think that's what's happening at all. Not to mention, when you give them a free ride, they're not going to have the work ethic in them to even want to steal a job. And if you came here and you did bust your ass and you took out people along the way, climbing the ladder, then good for you. Like, we're all not in it for ourselves anyway, right?
Right.
I want to get to the top. You want to get to the top. People watching the show, we all want to get to the top. An immigrant, a legal immigrant coming in, taking jobs, cashing checks, taking names, getting to the top. Oh, good for him or her.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
But it's this illegal nonsense free ride crap.
Listen, we all have to follow the laws as U.S. citizens. And I saw this amazing, I wish I had bookmarked it. I saw this amazing little parody and it shows us going through TSA to get into the country and they're patting you down and throwing your crud everywhere and making you take your shoes off and taking, you know, these, some people think explicit x-rays of your body. We're citizens to get back into the country if we're coming back, say, from a European vacation. And then it cuts to these people literally just climbing over a fence or rowing over in a boat. And it's like, if we have to follow the laws to enter into the country legally and safely, these people should have to too.
Right. So I'm really pleased with what DeSantis is doing down in Florida. I'm glad he's putting a stop to this nonsense before it even starts, because this is people's livelihoods. This is people's families.
Right.
I mean, you're down, you moved to Florida because you knew you could trust DeSantis to never, ever, ever allow this nonsense to happen. So it's good that you're seeing him live up to what you expected. He doesn't just talk the talk.
Exactly. He walks the walk. And the other thing, too, that is that I know that the majority of people that live in this state, should they have to rise to the occasion to defend their property, our state, our safety, they're going to do it here. I can't say that about a lot of the babies up in New York.
Well, speaking of New York, we'll go across the country to another very deep blue state by the name of California. You know, if it's not New York in the news for doing something crazy, it's California. And and I know you brought this to my attention recently and I couldn't believe it. I'm not sure if it's mainstream yet, but in Elk Grove, California, okay, this just broke a day ago. This is very recent. In Elk Grove, California, parents are furious after learning that a teacher created a secret LGBTQ plus club for third graders at Pleasant Grove Elementary. This is out of control. All other clubs at the school, for example, gardening, require a permission slip. This club did not require permission. It did not require permission to be a part of a secret LGBTQ plus club.
And it was all just an accident. I think we've got a clip there if you want to play some of it.
Let's play the clip.
Parents at Elk Grove's Pleasant Grove Elementary School say they were alarmed to discover a third grade teacher was allowed to personally invite all the third through sixth grade classes to a new LGBT club he was starting called the UBU Club. Education activist Heidi Moore discusses the club.
Their children were essentially being recruited, some as young as second grade, by a teacher there. And he was going around telling them that if they, it was a club for boys who crush on boys or girls who crush on girls, but that anyone could come because there were fun games that you couldn't find anywhere else.
Moore says permission slips were
No. No, 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 no. Not anybody can come. You don't tell my son about this, ever.
No, no. There's kids, there'll be candy and fun games.
I hope this person got arrested.
Oh, my God, this is sick. It's like that perv in the white, you know, the white old 80s van that rolls up and it's like, come on, kids. Yeah. We're going to have fun.
No. I was just offering your kid candy. No, you freaking pedo. I know what your intentions were and I'm having you arrested. Why are we normalizing pedophilia? That's what's going on right now.
There's no other reason I can think of why this was done in secret, except for this sick individual probably was going to get off by having your kids come talk about inappropriate things, all under the guise of rainbows, butterflies, games, candy, snacks. Come on, kids. It'll be a great time.
Again, if you want to do these things behind closed doors, not illegal activities, obviously, but it goes back to the conversation we had the other day of, listen, queer story hour, whatever, you know, have it at a private location, keep it far away from school.
Right.
If parents want to
let the parents decide.
If the parents want to take their kid, whether that kid's gay or not, to a queer story hour, that's fine. I mean,
that's your right.
We live in a free country. Mm-hmm. If there's a gay pride, yeah, I've even gone as far as saying, if gay people want to have a gay pride parade, I honestly don't go to it. I don't care. But to tell them they're not allowed to have it, that's not right. That's a violation of their First Amendment right, freedom of speech, freedom of expression. So I'm all for it. Some teacher who's rounding up children and telling them there's a secret LGBTQ plus club and inviting my kid to that. I mean, that's grounds for a lawsuit. That's grounds for a lawsuit. I would sue. I would go after that school. And you can't sit here. I'm so sick of hearing other people be like, you're homophobic, or dude, get off your freaking, you know, your gay bashing train and just let these kids, you know, decide for themselves. I'm all for that, but not when you're manipulating the kids, not when you're influencing them. And again, it shouldn't be done secretly by behind closed doors.
Right. I think that's the part that has me the most upset, is that parents weren't even notified of this.
No.
No parental rights went completely out the door. And these are third graders. Third graders are nowhere near knowing if they like men or women. Or when I was in third grade and someone would taunt me and be like, "You like Scotty," or whatever, I'd be like, "No, I don't." You know, like, that was not something that I was thinking about when I was 8 years old. It's mind blowing to me.
You were grossed out about it probably at 8 years old.
Exactly. I was like, "Ew, no, I don't like boys." Right. You know, like, that's how kids at that age are. So to think that they're going to be able to go to this sick club, because I don't think there's anything good that was going to come from this club being they tried to do it secretly. It's so inappropriate. We're not talking about a high schooler. We're talking about an 8-year old child.
I just don't think this is the place. I don't think the school is a place for any of it, whether receiving permission or not, because this is going to create a lot of division and it's going to make kids very uncomfortable. You're setting these kids up for attack is what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Even if this club got permission from parents, as soon as the other kids get wind of it, they're going to make fun of them. They're going to attack. Because listen, love it or hate it, kids can be cruel, right? Kids, mm-hmm. you know, kids mm-hmm. are going through their own, whether they're influenced by their parents, whether they come up with these thought processes on their own, they're going to form opinions that can be cruel opinions, right? Why do we want to set the gay community up for attack, which is absolutely mm-hmm. going to, you can sit here and play the whole, we love all equality, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Kids are going to have their own opinions. Right. I don't care. You can't beat that into a kid. They're going to have their opinions, and the parents are going to influence those kids to have opinions as well.
Absolutely.
And they're going to do so even more.
Right. And the thing that I don't understand is we want everybody to be on this even playing field, and everybody should be loved equally and viewed equally and such. But what we're doing is we're like jamming it down their throats to point out the differences, right? And to like point out things that kids that age would never even be paying attention to, you know? So it's like, for me, it's like, again, I think it's creating more of a stir and a problem than even needs to have any attention drawn to it. And again, they're 8 years old. This isn't like, you know, they're teenagers or even are experiencing any types of feelings having to do with sexuality or puberty or any of that. So it's just, to me, I feel many times these schools are almost creating divisive environments by pointing out these differences and bringing attention to things that kids don't care about. And, you know, while you were talking, I was thinking about it. These blue states like New York and California, for example, with the COVID lockdowns and these schools being locked down, my gosh, almost 2 freaking years with, you know, remote learning and every other day and hybrid and la, 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 la. We already know that these children are behind in reading and writing and math and mm-hmm. these core subjects that you go to school for. Why do we have time for this stuff? We're already failing the kids educationally. When you look at the testing scores prior to COVID to today, it's not like we have all this extra time here at school to have these types of clubs anyways. We need to get back to the basics. Yeah. We send our kids to school to learn, not to go through these little, you know, experiments. I think it's sick of putting kids into these types of clubs or situations. Yeah. You know, yesterday on the show, we showed Pete Buttigieg's husband making children in a school a pledge to the gay flag. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing?
You know, if you think this is normal, you're brain dead. You're a brain dead American, and I have to say that because I'll tell you right now. Just ask any other country if this shit goes on in their country. They'll be like, "Dude, what are you guys talking about? You freaking Americans are so far gone."
They're laughing at us.
They are.
Laughing at us.
And you know, my wife is Chinese, and I ask her all the time. I say, "Hun, what would happen in China?" She goes, "This would never in a million years happen." Mm-hmm. They would laugh at you and think you're crazy and be like, "Get your ass back into your textbook and you better get good grades if you ever want to go to college and be anything in life." Mm-hmm. Grades in other countries or school in other countries is about one thing only, getting the grades you need to get into a good college and to get a good job. And we're sitting here having secret underground LGBTQ plus clubs behind parents' backs. Who in this country thinks this is acceptable to be pushing this narrative? And you know what's even crazier? Look at this here. This club did not require permission and was mysteriously not mentioned in the school newsletter. Gardening was even mentioned, but this gay club was not. And look at the principal claim.
Just an error.
The principal said it was just bullshit. The principal knew it. There's no way a teacher would have done this without consulting the principal first. So now they're all lying for each other and covering up. That is not, I would pull my kid from that school so damn fast because I couldn't trust the school. I'd say, no, you're lying. If the principal is lying about this, if you're covering for a teacher who ran a secret underground LGBTQ plus club for third graders, if you're going to lie about that, what else are you lying about? I couldn't trust that school anymore. That would be it for me. And I have a high threshold of tolerance when it comes to public schools. As you know, Jaden's still in public school. And you say, well, wait, just give it time.
And my kids are not.
And your kids are not. So, but that would be the last straw for me. I'd be like, no freaking way. No way. No way. Mm-hmm. I am all for treating children fairly. All for it. And I know you are too. But you don't do this shit behind parents' back. That's where I draw the line. And I don't care what your freaking logic or reasoning is. That's where I draw the line.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the comments here, and Donna says, teachers need to stick to teachings, reading, writing, arithmetic. Absolutely, as I mentioned. Two of my Patriot friends up there in Rochester, New York, Sean says, public schools suck. So that could be a whole other show. And Sean says, public schools are terrible. And then glad to see you covering this. Thanks, Randy.
Oh, Randy, yeah. Good. Yes, man. Thank you.
To see you, Randy.
And I know, and Randy means it because Randy
he's a patriot. He fights for the kids.
He's a patriot, and Randy's been fighting for this for a long time. Randy's, Randy and I have a conversation. He's like, why don't you cover this more? Why don't you cover this more? I'm like, Randy, we'll get to it. It's not that I don't want to cover it, but there's so much to cover, and I get it. It's a very, very serious issue. Randy has fought very hard. He's actually in the town I'm in. And he hasn't had the support. He's fought, but hasn't had the support. And it's sad and it's crazy. And by support, I mean from the other parents. And I was like, Randy, you can't do it on your own, dude. It can't be just, you know. And he's like, well, why don't you support it? I'm like, Randy, it can't just be us two either. It has to be like the whole community. So I think it's very weird and bizarre that, you know, people who do fight don't get the support. Now and you talk to these parents behind closed doors and like, oh my God, can you believe that happened? And yeah, I know, but you're not out there fighting. You're not fighting. You're talking about it, but you're not actually
fighting.
Parents
don't like making the waves or it's too much work. I mean, I was a big advocate when I was living up in New York State and to an extent still down here in Florida for education and parental rights and such. And it's just, it's hard because parents, I was same thing. Parents would come to me and they'd be like, yeah, I love what you're doing. And this is great. And I'm so glad that you're taking on Governor Cuomo and getting schools open. But I think a lot of people they're just busy. They just don't care. They utilize the schools almost as like a daycare. Where are my kids going to go if they're not in school?
Nope,
but the reality is we as parents, we do have an obligation that if we see something that we don't like or it's making us uncomfortable, it's safe to say you're probably not the only one in the room. Say something.
Yep. Sean said,
it's not going to change.
Yeah. Sean said, why aren't more parents appalled by a boy in a girl's locker room at Spry?
Their local school.
I don't know.
It's a Webster school.
Okay. So I'll tell you why. And this isn't just here in New York. This is across the country because they don't want their kid to lose their starting position on the sports team. That's why. Because they care more about, and it's very selfish, they care more about their kid getting ahead than they do solving a major, major problem that could very well affect their kid one day, but they're not thinking like that now. They're thinking, just keep your mouth shut, keep your head down. Or the spouse is saying, listen, I don't want to lose my job over this crap. Okay. I know you're mad.
I lived it.
I know you're mad, but shut up about it. Because if you want our kid to keep, because we need the politics in the public school system. If we want little Johnny to stay as a starter on the soccer team or the football team, or if you want your kid to be quarterback, you shut your mouth. You don't say a word. That's what's happening. And that's what happened during COVID, right?
Right.
That's why very few
people treated our family like garbage.
Yeah, because they were like, I agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know how many messages I get from people saying, way to go. Oh, awesome. And like during COVID particularly, and they're like, thank you for talking about that, or thank you for fighting for this. And I'm like, yeah, where the hell are you? Oh, no, I would, but I can't because my job. I'm like, dude, fuck your job. Seriously. If you really care about this, you do something. But they don't. So it's very sad that most people will sit here and agree with you and applaud you like they did to you. But that's as far as it went. Oh, no, I got to get back to my $500,000 house now, my two cars and my, like, you know, obviously that means more to me than America. Okay, well.
Yeah. And my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. Right. And, right. You know, somebody said to me that you know quite well as well, Chad, you know, he mentioned over and over, once you lose that freedom, it's gone.
You're never getting it back. Nope.
You're never getting it back. Nope. And that's why, like, I tell people, like, do what you can do in your corner of the world and fight like hell.
Yeah.
Because we're going to leave this country to our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And I just how everything is fast-forwarded so much just in the last 4 years, it scares the crap out of me. What your son and my children are going to have to deal with when they have kids someday. I don't even want to think about it. The level of insanity.
Yeah. So here's David. This is over on Twitter under the video we just watched. David said, there's definitely no hidden agenda. None. It's all in your head. Massive right-wing. Okay. He's obviously being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Massive right-wing normal person conspiracy theory. And then finally he gets serious. He said, listen, if anyone thinks it's normal for 30% of generation females to say they identify as LGBTQWXYZ, I have a bridge in Brooklyn I will sell you. Paul said, and it's just what I touched on. Paul said, this is clear predatory behavior. What adult has children join them for a secret club, especially one having to do with gender ideology? This teacher should be immediately fired and investigated by the FBI. The teacher should certainly not be allowed around children. Not just one or two people agreed with Paul. 2,600 people agreed with Paul.
Yeah.
This isn't just a couple right-wing nut jobs who are overprotective of kids. Mm-hmm. No. This is most of America.
That's crazy.
This is most any adult who sexualizes children like this should be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
It is grooming. Grooming. Here's a definition of
Absolutely.
Grooming. The deliberate act of bringing a child into a sexual, political, or racial ideology, practice, cult, or lifestyle without the knowledge or consent by his or her parents for the aim of isolation or isolating them from their family so the external party can abuse and manipulate them.
Mm.
When you don't ask for parents' permission, that's what you're doing. You're grooming the child.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You are grooming that child.
Mm.
So I really hope something serious comes of it. I hope the principal's fired too.
Yeah. We'll definitely keep an eye on this story as it develops.
It's the principal needs to be fired. I want to know who the board of education is at that school. Has Fox News covered this yet?
No, it has.
They'll
not
get a hold of it. It's so fresh.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fresh. I hope Fox News covers it, and I hope they roast this guy for the rest of the country to see. That's all the time we have today. Thank you guys so much for watching. We're going to be doing this show every single day at 12 o'clock right here on Patriot One News. I'm off to Florida in the morning to see Christine Higley, so maybe we'll do a show from down there.
Absolutely.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
We'll see what happens. You can catch us on all the major podcast platforms. We'll shoot out links in the description moving forward. But you guys have a great rest of the week, and we'll see you next week. We're off tomorrow.
See you then.